Unit 8. Parties. 1. Reading aloud. College parties in America are not as wild and crazy as they appear in movies, but they happen frequently and are a part of everyone's college experience. Some parties are planned for a special occasion. College students, however, never need a special reason to throw a party. They find the start of the weekend a good enough reason to party. There are two kinds of parties, public and private. Public parties are paid for and organized by official clubs, and all students are invited. They are held in common areas in the dormitories or the student center and are supervised by campus police. There are public parties during homecoming, spring jam, and many other times of the year. For example, Valentine's Day, Halloween, or Mardi Gras. Dormitories have money in their budgets especially for public parties. Public parties are memorable experiences because students who would normally not hang out with each other will come together to listen to music, dance, eat food, and have a good time. Private parties are held in a person's dorm room, house, or apartment. Only a select group of friends are invited. The host will play music from his stereo system and provide drinks and perhaps some snacks. Someone who throws parties often might decorate with holiday, strobe, or black lights and maybe even a disco ball. It is popular among college students to buy a keg of beer for parties, which can be expensive. Several friends might share the cost of a keg, or the host might charge a few dollars for admission into the party. For smaller private parties, several cases of canned or bottled beer will do. Most parties involve alcohol, serving beer, homemade punch, or both. Because students are away from home for the first time and they are able to drink alcohol, sometimes they are not responsible for it. Schools now train all students to deal with alcohol emergencies and educate them on how to drink responsibly. Colleges also have their own police force that is available day and night to deal with emergencies. While the impression most people have of college parties is exaggerated, it is still unfortunate how many students abuse alcohol in college. It is a good thing that the majority of students are wise about going to parties. They never go alone, they arrange to have a sober driver, and they always make sure that their friends are okay.